So, I'm here visiting my friend Cliff. In which hospital?
West Middlesex University Hospital. And,
which ward?
I'm in Austerlitz 2.
Austerlitz 2. Yeah, but what type of ward is it?
Well, this is actually supposed to be a respiratory acute medical ward.
Right.
However, we seem to have a few people who...
How long have you been in?
9 weeks.
Right, let's listen to the background noise. Now it's not screaming.
Now it's went a little bit quiet. The minute you want the...
You've been in here about...
I've been here 9 weeks. This has been 9 long weeks. And as you can hear...
There's no TV around here.
There's no TV. All we got to look out is nice shiny curtains, which have been way too long for their own good. And let's just say that infection control is not what it should be.
Yeah, I think it's quite sad that... guy's with dementia, so he is seen to, he is helped, but then he carries on screaming, like as if no one's seen him.
The trouble is that they get lost in their own world.
Yeah.
And that world is, I would imagine, it's a bit like locked-in syndrome, where they get a few words, and that's all they actually can remember, maybe from their early childhood or salient points of their lives. So what you hear is snapshots.
Is that why he's asking for Harry?
I would think so.
There isn't a nurse called Harry, then.
Actually, there is one called Harry.
Yeah. So maybe he's asking for him.
However, I don't think so, because Harry doesn't actually do that much discussing of his... doesn't actually talk to patients at all.
Right, okay. That guy might not know his name's Harry.
No, but I would say that guy is like Harry might have been his best friend at one time, might have been his sort of relative, his brother. It's very hard to tell now, because when people reach their 80s or late 80s and they're suffering from such diseases as dementia, it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah. So I'll stop it now.